This is the Composer's Datebook for March 12th. I'm John Burge. On today's date in 1943, at the height of World War II, Aaron Copland's Fanfare for the Common Man had its premiere in Cincinnati. The Cincinnati Symphony's conductor in those days, Eugene Goossens, had commissioned 18 fanfares for brass and percussion. "It's my idea," Goossens wrote, "to make these fanfares stirring and significant contributions to the war effort." Besides Copland, the 18 composers commissioned included Henry Cowell, Paul Creston, Morton Gould, Howard Hanson, William Grant Still, and Virgil Thompson. Most of those composers dedicated their fanfares to either a unit of the U.S. military or one of its wartime allies. Copland's fanfare stood out both musically and by virtue of its title. Among the titles Copland considered and rejected were Fanfare for the Spirit of Democracy and Fanfare for Four Freedoms, the latter in reference to President Roosevelt's 1941 State of the Union address that called for the freedom of speech and religion and freedom from want and fear. Copland settled on Fanfare for the Common Man because, as he recalled, it was the common man, after all, who was doing all the dirty work in the war and the army. He deserved a fanfare. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in collaboration with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.